Photographers rarely show their contact sheets. They simply reveal too much. So an exhibit like the one closing a week from now at Silverstein Photography in Chelsea is a special occasion. And since the curators pulled most of the contact sheets from the archives of the Magnum Photo Agency, the show is really a must-see.
Magnum has certainly some of the most important documentary images of the 20th century.
David Strudel knows. He worked at Magnum for over a decade. Now he runs New York's only independent photography bookstore, Dashwood Books. I invited David to check out First Contact with me. And we started in front of Robert Capa's photograph of Pablo Picasso and Francois Gillot on the beach.
Yeah, this is one of Robert Capa's most famous photographs. And it shows Picasso following Gillot with a great big parasol. And if you actually look at the contact sheet, which is how this show is arranged, a print next to a contact sheet. You know, it looks like Picasso at this point in his career was hanging out in the south of France a great deal and posing around and topless a great deal.
These ones with their fussing around with a baby stroller don't seem to work as well.
No, exactly. That's not in the edit. I've never seen that published, that one, not surprisingly.
The images on the contact sheets are small, so the gallery provides loops and magnifying glasses. But the surprises they offer don't all require close viewing. Dennis Stock only needed a few shots to get that classic 1955 image of James Dean walking in Times Square. And the contact sheet from Harry Benson's coverage of Robert Kennedy's assassination, this one will give any conspiracy theorist a rush, by the way, showcases Benson's breathtaking composure in the face of chaos and tragedy. One of the most jarring surprises comes from the contact sheet hanging next to Bert Glynn's photo of Nikita Khrushchev in front of the Lincoln Memorial.
This is actually an interesting image because if you look at the contact sheet and you look at the print that's next to it, you'll notice that there's an aide leaning in, a person that's been spotted out, I guess. That's the only way they'd have done it in those days. A lot of work to do that.
So we've basically got here, with this contact sheet, Photoshop circa 1969.
Yeah, exactly. It certainly dramatizes the image and makes for a much better photograph.
Bert Glynn never made a secret of that retouch job, but still, I'll never look at that image the same way. Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed seeing all the tiny unknown brothers and sisters of these famous images on display. As did David Strudel. He showed me something interesting in every contact sheet we looked at, including the one hanging next to Eve Arnold's famous portrait of Malcolm X, the one with his Muslim ring and the trilby hat.
It's a very simple image, but a very graphic image. But I've seen it as posters and things like that. But the two images that really jump out to me is him on the telephone with Kellogg's Corn Flakes boxes. So he must have, like, ducked into, like a grocery store or something like that. Yeah, it's in the top right-hand corner, and he's on the telephone. I think she's photographed him through the window, so maybe he doesn't really want her around. It looks a little bit more tense in those photographs, and the Kellogg's cornflakes are kind of comic in the situation.
It's a blast seeing these photography notebooks. And keep this in mind, cameras today are now point and shoot and delete, so a show like this will be next to impossible to mount in the digital age. This may be your best chance to spend some quality time with a contact sheet before it passes into history. For WNYC, I'm Benjamin Walker.